This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 23rd, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The XPRIZE organization that has held competitions related to moon landings and AI problems has announced that the Shell Ocean Discovery XPRIZE final competition will be held off the coast of southern Greece to test autonomous underwater vehicles. The competitors will have to make their way to the 500-square-kilometer test area with limited human intervention and then map 250 square kilometers of seafloor at 4,000 meters depth within 24 hours. The winners will get a $4 million prize. Not only will the mapping help push the utility of autonomous underwater vehicles for deep-sea exploration, the resulting map will be used as part of a project to build a neutrino detector in the Mediterranean. The final round will start next month. We can take stained glass for granted in our churches, but have you ever wondered how stained glass was made in all those medieval churches, dating back as far as the 6th century? A 12th century manual on the art of stained glass called De Divers Artu gives us the step-by-step process used at the time, from making the beechwood ash that starts the process, to the melting and forming of the glass, to coloring it, to assembling the windows themselves. See the link in the show notes for more information and to see beautiful examples of the results. An upcoming movie promises to capture some of the excitement of Harry Potter while hearkening back to an old story. The Kid Who Would Be King is set in modern-day England, where a young boy discovers the sword in the stone and is found worthy to draw it, like the King Arthur legend. This puts him in the center of a prophecy regarding the return of Morgan Le Fay, Arthur's nemesis, but also nets him the aid of Merlin the Wizard. The boy Alex must gather to himself a new round table of noble knights from among his friends to fight evil as he becomes a new hero and leader. See the trailer and the link in the show notes. The movie hits theaters January 25th, 2019. Warner Brothers is rumored to be bringing back yet another DC comic book hero to the CW with a new Superman series. With Henry Cavill hanging up his tights for the movies, Warner Brothers is reportedly moving the red, white, and blue hero from the big screen to the small screen to join the Arrow, the Flash, and Supergirl, where Superman has already shown up as a guest character. WB is also reportedly thinking of developing a Batgirl series as well. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli.